Danny Gatton was a son of DC. He was born, grew up and played here, very well known all over the world, but on the periphery of the history of Washington DC music. He's not as well known in DC as he should be, and he was often referred to as the world's greatest unknown guitar player. Danny was a Telecaster player. That was the key to his sound, and it was a very rootsy American amalgam, a gumbo of styles. He played country music, he played jazz, he played blues, he played rockabilly. Everything was melded together, and each style he played as if he was a master of that style. And that sound became the kind of PG County sound. This was a sound which was very much it's a genre-less sound. It broke all the barriers of all kinds of music. It was an instrumental sound primarily, real virtuoso players. Danny was a key purveyor of it, but before Danny, one of his peers was Roy Buchanan, who also had that sound. He also played that rootsy American guitar and was recognized as one of the greatest players. So Rolling Stone, for instance, saw both of them as on their list of the top 100 guitar players of all time.
How is it that some people have never heard of Danny Gatton?
Danny loved to be in D.C., and he didn't much care for traveling outside of D.C. He played hundreds of gigs in and around here in venues like the Cellar Door, the Dixie Pig, the Bayou, these clubs that no longer exist, but never really rose to a big commercial success, partly because he didn't want to leave the D.C. area. Purely a guitar player, never sang, and he did have different vocalists joined him at various times, including people like Delbert McClinton, who went on to greater success. In some of his bands, he would have a vocalist, but Danny's solos could become pretty long, so the vocalist was not the key feature of the band a lot of the time. Good though, many of them were.
You've covered why he didn't go on to become a superstar. Did he feel like he was getting his due?
Yeah, I think there was a definite sense of frustration about his lack of financial success throughout much of his career. He was playing through the 70s, the 80s and the 90s, and it was only later on that he started to get the national and international recognition and the tours. So he was living, as most musicians in Washington, D.C. do, from gig to gig, and making fairly good money because he was pulling a DC crowd. There was a very dedicated group of people who wanted to go and see him regularly. But no, he was struggling to get by, and that was reflected in a sense when he did die, and there were a number of tributes to help support his family and his daughter and their education afterwards. He didn't earn lots of money by any means.
Did he have a record deal?
Yeah, his mother actually created a record label for Danny, and a lot of his records were released on that. He did then get a national deal with Arista Records, and that was part of what took him out of the DC area and touring more widely. And that's probably the reason that I started to hear his music in Europe as well, from the promotion of his albums overseas and his tours overseas.
Do you think that a musician like Danny today would have a better chance or a worse chance of becoming popular?
I think he would have a better chance today. I think the fact that now you can find grainy videos of Danny Gatton all over YouTube, and there are thousands of hits on these YouTube videos, is indicative of his appeal, because once you hear him, it puts a smile on your face and it's an incredible level of virtuosity. So I think he would get that wider audience today than he did at the time, and could do it from his home base. Danny died, and sadly it was a suicide in his garage at home. People have talked about it and written about it to try to understand why that was. It was very sad and impacted a lot of people. And some folks think maybe Danny was dealing with depression for a long time. Others have no idea, and they say no, there was no sign of depression. People who spoke to him the same day even said he seemed absolutely fine. So it's one of those mysteries we'll never really know the answer to. The movie Anacostia Delta, the director Brian Reichardt has done a number of movies recently with national distribution. So what we're out to do here is to really tell the story of this DC sound, and not just the history. It's not just a bio of Danny Gatton. It's about the musicians who played with him and who are still playing today in and around the DC area. We're hoping to release the movie in 2016, and we're currently raising funds for the movie, as well as interviewing and filming these DC musicians. There's going to be a show at the Birchmere featuring 30 plus of the musicians who played with Danny, bringing together his various bands over the period that he was playing. People like John Previty, who was his bass player for nearly 20 years, Dave Elliott, Tom Principato, who people will have heard in this region and who recorded with Danny Gatton, and also some younger players who never met Danny but really play in the style of Danny Gatton. People like Anthony Pirog, who's getting a lot of notice now as a jazz player, is also a great fan of the Danny Gatton style and plays great guitar. We'll have to see how we can meld all of this into the length of a movie.